Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, I want to show you how much trouble Fox News had trying to spin these abysmal job numbers for the month of August 2025. Now, keep in mind, this is the first jobs report that we've gotten since Trump straight up fired the last commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics because he didn't like the job numbers for July. He claimed that they were political, that the BLS commissioner was targeting him because she was a Biden appointee. I don't know, all this crazy stuff he was making up. Yet, there's a new commissioner, and the jobs got even worse. So we have no time to waste today. Let's break down the state of the economy. Let's talk about the Fox News reaction to it. For a high-level overview, the U.S. economy just added 22,000 jobs last month, which is way, way below the expectation of 76,000 jobs. The unemployment rate rose to 4.3% from 4.2%. Again, it's the first data report under the new leader at the BLS after Trump fired the previous one. Friday's data was far worse than expected, with economists having a forecast of 76,500 jobs being added. Way below that. It's the latest snapshot of a U.S. economy under Trump's aggressive trade agenda. It's really, really simple. The U.S. economy is not generating enough new opportunities to absorb the people in the workforce. The reason why it's not creating these new opportunities, there's a few. Largely tariffs. The uncertainty that's created with small businesses when tariffs are in effect. But American businesses also lose their competitive edge abroad when it costs so much to import stuff. So if you combine the uncertainty, if you combine the loss of competitive nature abroad, it feels like companies are just struggling. And not just feels like it, you look at the numbers and it's borne out in every single indicator. Let me show you the moment that on Fox Business, They do this to themselves every month. They report the job numbers live, and they're always just very surprised at how terrible it is under the Trump administration. Take a listen.
They hear private payrolls coming in. The expectation was 75,000. We got 38,000. And there was a loss of 16,000 jobs in government, which I think Lauren mentioned. But again, you know, that 22,000 number, Charles, it's a weaker than expected number. And these revisions are pretty brutal.
Yeah, extraordinarily, gone through. I mentioned healthcare, 31,000. The 12-month average is 42,000. That had been obviously a massive driver, and we know the demographic situation there. Just a little disappointed. Manufacturing was hoping to maybe see something there. But it's just, I think for the most part, if there was a whisper number, and I'm sure there was.
All right, there's more to the clip, but a few key things. First of all, she calls the numbers brutal. She straight up says these revisions are brutal. But secondly, when he says the manufacturing numbers are weaker than expected, or he said he expected something in manufacturing because he, I guess, believed in Trump's tariffs, this is the key right here. We have lost, I believe the total number is 40,000 manufacturing jobs since Trump took office. 40,000 manufacturing jobs. By this point in Biden's presidency, we had gained hundreds of thousands, largely due to COVID recovery. But then throughout Biden's term, he created actual policies that would incentivize manufacturing. So he had multiple pieces of legislation passed through Congress. Passed through Congress, notice, not just tariffs through the executive branch. And this legislation did a lot of things. It helped incentivize manufacturing in the United States. A lot of this legislation incentivized like community safety programs. And the reason I say that is because Trump removed that funding for community safety and is going through the executive branch to mobilize the National Guard. So you see a very clear pattern of Trump just not using any legislation, going through the executive branch, and effing things up. Lead policy advisor for Mockler Media, Micah Irfan, points out unemployment is now at the highest level since 2021, essentially around COVID, around when the economy was taking a hit from COVID. Now, Micah Irfan joined the team just last week, and he's been advising me before debates, been advising me on economics, and you're going to see a much more sharper, clear version of this channel as we progress. I mean, we've been doing a good job, and I love everybody who watches these videos, but just imagine, the debates are going to get better, the videos are going to get faster, sharper, quicker, with better stats. This says, in another weak jobs report by Heather Long, the U.S. economy added only 22,000 jobs in August, much weaker than expected. The unemployment rate rose. June job growth was revised down to negative 13,000. July was revised up slightly to 79K. And you can see, this chart right here is brutal. The U.S. economy has barely added any jobs over the past 3 months. This is a chart that dates back to 2021, and you can see in 2021, we have some steady growth, especially in the post-COVID recovery, but even beyond that, even after we had recovered from COVID, just look at 2023 and 2024, you really do see some steady growth. But since Trump's taken office, opportunities have just gone down. It is insane to me how clearly business investment is being suppressed by tariffs, everything except the healthcare industry. Business investment is being suppressed, less jobs are being created, and the main reason Trump claims the tariffs are working is because he says there is investment coming into the United States. The U.S. continues to lose manufacturing jobs, reports Joey Politano. Payrolls are down nearly 100K over the past year, and another 12K jobs were lost in August. Transportation, especially auto manufacturing, and electronics slash electrical manufacturing are the biggest losers, but few subsectors are doing well. Manufacturing employment is on the drop very, very rapidly. Let's continue watching Fox News react to these numbers.
This might be right where the whisper number is. And this is a sweet spot, I think, from the market's perspective. You can see the major averages are moving higher. It's not so bad that we think in recession, but it's bad enough that we think maybe the Fed could be much more accommodative beyond September.
Yeah, and also, too, Jody Biley, labor force participation rate, 62.3%. Your reaction?
Yeah, so we're not seeing much movement in that number, which is disappointing and surprising, to be honest with you, Cheryl, because we're seeing that there is starting to be some increase in the weekly jobless claims. And so I like to look into that number and say, are we seeing more people say they want to participate in the workforce? I also think this report is a little bit more of the same. The jobs are in healthcare, they're in leisure and hospitality. We've lost jobs again in the professional business service sector.
It is more of the same. It's more of the same bad signs over and over. Let's watch the moment this Fox Business panel learned of the news.
Go through them, Lauren.
Yep, I sure do. 22,000 jobs added in the month of August. That was much less than the expectation of 75,000, guys. The July number was revised. I will get to revisions in a moment. Unemployment rate coming in as expected, 4.3%. So that would be higher than July's 4.2%. Again, 22,000 jobs added in August. Let me get you the revisions because this is what everybody is focused on. For June and July together, combined, 21,000 jobs lower than previously reported. I'll categorize that now. So you see for June, it was revised down by 27,000, getting you to negative 13,000. And the change for July up by 6,000, getting you to 79,000.
Those numbers are bad. Those are bad numbers. She's sitting there going, negative 20,000, negative 12,000. Not good for the Trump administration. Robin Brooks says the dollar is down 10% this year. Much of this fall is due to geopolitics. The U.S. lashes out at allies, but is soft on Russia and China. This inconsistency is doing damage, which ultimately will spill back into higher treasury yields and loss of reserve currency status. But good thing Donald Trump is trying to bully the Fed chair. The Fed chair is independent. And it's not just Jerome Powell making these decisions as the Fed chair. He's got a whole committee behind him. But Donald Trump likes to bully economic actors in our society to try to get them to follow his plan, which clearly does not work. These tariffs will have insane, absurd consequences. And you know what really bothers me? We're going to be stuck with Trump supporters trying to gaslight, pivot, or just act like they never even liked the tariffs in the first place. That's what Trump supporters do. Like, I do these debates all the time. Go watch my last video from this morning. We went on Chris Cuomo's show and we debated a Trump supporter. It's a good interaction, but they'll act like they didn't even hear about something, or they'll gaslight, or they'll pivot, and it's so hard to pin them down because there's no ideological spine. And when the tariffs inevitably crash the economy, my worry is these Trump supporters will be like, well, I never really supported him or the tariffs. So we're going to make sure we pin down the facts. We keep track of it all. I appreciate everybody who supports the channel. Please double check to make sure you're subscribed below. Love you all and peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile. And the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.